Tech that pulls water from the sky. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. One consequence of climate change is more frequent and severe droughts. And that has water-stressed communities looking for new sources of drinking water. Marketplace's climate podcast, How We Survive, has been looking at how technology can help. Host Amy Scott has this story.
On a rooftop in Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm checking out an installation of what look like solar panels, but do something very different.
Here you can see we have 10 of our hydro panels right here on the roof of our Source Global headquarters.
That's right. These are called hydro panels. Ashley Hauer is VP of marketing at Source, the company that makes them. They're pulling water vapor straight out of the dry desert sky to create drinking water.
And that provides water for your office?
It provides water for our office. You got it.
We'll try some in a moment. But first, founder and CEO Cody Friesen explains how it works.
Think about the way that if you leave the lid off a sugar bowl, over time it gets a little bit clumpy because obviously the sugar is absorbing water vapor from the air.
Hydro panels are based on the same principle.
We have a material that's engineered to do that same process very rapidly. We then show those materials to sunlight, which causes the water vapor to respire.
Meaning the water vapor is evaporated and condensed to create liquid water.
And you do that many, many times per day. And so very efficiently now we can produce drinking water really anywhere.
Even in bone dry Arizona.
Water vapor is actually everywhere on the planet. And even when it's hot and dry out, hot air holds a lot more water vapor than cold air.
How much water can one of those panels produce here on a hot day?
Yeah, so each panel can do about 5 liters a day. So like 10 standard 16-ounce bottles of water a day. You know, if you had two on your home, you'd be producing like a case of bottled water a day.
And in places where clean drinking water is scarce, like the Navajo Nation, that can be a lifeline.
We'll be right back with more of Amy's story in a moment. Back now with Marketplace's Amy Scott and her reporting on one technology solution to severe drought.
A mix of private and federal funding has helped the Navajo Nation install hydro panels on more than 500 homes.
Because as soon as you have a hydro panel at your home, you own intrinsically your own drinking water supply.
A two-panel installation runs about $7,500. Based on average prices from the Beverage Marketing Corporation, buying the same quantity of bottled water could cost between about $500 and $3,000 a year. But how does the atmospheric water taste?
All right, let's go try some.
All right.
In the kitchen at Source headquarters, near the Pac-Man arcade machine, there's a dispenser fed by the hydro panels on the roof.
Okay. Tastes like water.
And on a hot day in Arizona, that's what matters.
That was my Marketplace colleague, Amy Scott. You can hear more about how tech is helping solve water challenges in the West on the latest season of How We Survive, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.